Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is treating Real Ghost Stories Online listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/ghost.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. You can email me your audio file, send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com, or you can always call in on our phone number or on our website. You can write in realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Jenny Brisky joining you once again.
Hello.
From the ice-ridden area of the country.
It's okay.
The Ozarks. How many snow days did we have last year with the kids?
I think we had two.
That's it?
I think we had two.
What do we add?
Six? Not yet.
Eight?
No, I think if they have tomorrow off, it'll be, I think, six.
Okay. Yeah. Are you counting the half days?
No.
Just the full days?
The full days.
Okay.
Because, like, we had Martin Luther King Day off, and then they just never went back that week.
They didn't. No, I mean, had that not even been a holiday, it would have been an off day, too, because of the ice. I guess it's learning the area. Last year, we kind of lucked out and really didn't have a whole lot of this ice stuff, but now it's, like, a lot. Like, every week there's a day off.
And I think part of it is they'd rather be safe than sorry, which any school district should be, but they can kind of afford to do this because about 80% of the population here isn't working until
in this
March
town
anyway.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
We're all they're on I don't know what
it's like hiatus.
It. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. For January and February, which is good timing because that's when we have our worst weather.
It works out.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to anyway. It's getting used to it. Kids are here. They're listening to all the ghost stories in the studio with us.
They usually
cry a little bit in between them.
No, we don't do that.
No, they're not allowed to listen. They're in a different part of the house at this moment. But so lots of snow days here in Brewski Land.
I like it.
Or ice days or whatever you want to call it. So.
I like it. I just need to stock up on crafts and baking mixes.
Yeah, we need. I think we have a lot of that, don't we?
Yeah. Well, when I finish the pantry, we'll make more space for that kind of stuff to have.
Right now, you're ripping apart the pantry and basically all the pantry is in the family room area right now.
It's terrible.
So you can just like literally sit there and watch television and just grab an Oreo, grab some powder to make a hot cocoa. Just eat the powder if you want.
No,
you know?
My goal is to have it done by this weekend. We'll see if it happens, but it's driving me crazy. I guarantee it's driving me nuts more than anybody else in the house.
I just like being able to sit there and have a tub of Crisco in one hand and then some Oreos in the other. Then I dip my Oreo in the Crisco.
And that's new.
That's an experience. That's a fast track to becoming a ghost right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Actually, I joked with you because you got to put the stuff somewhere when you're cleaning the pantry out.
Well, the pantry was a gut job. We had like four shelves in there, and it's really tall, but they're wire. They weren't even mounted in the stubs. It's studs. It's just take everything out, start over.
Yeah. I joked and I said, gosh, it's kind of starting to look like hoarders in here.
It does.
Because there's just stacks of food and
it
stuff.
Does. It's awful.
Found our old cat underneath one of them and
it's
been dead for a week. It was really weird.
That's not true. No.
That has not happened yet. 855-853-4802 is our number. I know it drives you more nuts than anybody else.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a call. It's a serious story.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. My name is Kelly and I live in Indiana. I've been a longtime listener. I am a proud EPP, and I've been meaning to call this story in for a while. A while ago, I heard a story on your show, and I don't remember exactly what show it was, but about a girl who had a very similar experience to me. And what that was is when I was younger, I did have a bunk bed, so you can ring the bunk bed bell. And it started with these dreams that I was having. And the first dream I had, I was about 10 years old. And I remember it so vividly. I was running down these hallways, and it was in a hospital, and I could tell it was a hospital because of the smell of like the cleaner. There were no doors, no windows. There was like this ambient light and everything was white, and I'm running down these hallways like just terrified. And I'm like turning down these different hallways and running, and finally I get to this hallway, and halfway down I can see a man who's like crouched, and behind him the hallway is dark. And he's crouched down, and like sometimes I dream in like movie sequences in like the third person, and it's like it started at the ceiling, and there's all these like bodies like plastered to the ceiling, and it pans down to him, and he's crouched, and suddenly he like looks up at me with just like this look of incredible hatred. And I will never forget how he looked. He had like formal wear on, like a tuxedo, and had like black shoulder length kind of stringy hair and like blue eyes. And in this first dream, as soon as he looked at me with this like look of hatred, like I wake up suddenly. And from that point on, anytime I ever had a nightmare, he was always in it. Every single time. Even if he had like nothing to do with the dream, he would just be there. Like one time I had a dream I was being chased by like dogs, and he had nothing to do with the dream, but he was just like walking, like looking at this. And throughout my childhood, I had like multiple experiences where I would be like terrified to be like alone in the dark, or I would be terrified I would like die in my sleep because of this guy. And once I was with a friend, and it's like I could see this man like on the side of the road, like we're driving, and I can see him like on the side of the road like every mile or so, just standing there just like looking at us. And I had like this terrible like panic attack, as and I had no like history of like anxiety or anything like that at this point. And so throughout my childhood, this continued, where I would have these nightmares and he would be in it, and he would never talk. He would always look exactly the same, like incredibly pale with blue eyes, dark stringy hair. Sometimes he would have a top hat, but he was always in formal wear. And it wasn't until I was about 18 or so, when I moved out, that this stopped. And it's been years since I've had a dream with him in it. And when I learned about like Slender Man and things like that, it just like struck such a chord with me, because I had like this terrifying like experience that continued like throughout my childhood from like the age of like 10 to 18, where I would have constant dreams of this guy. And sometimes they would translate into real life, where like I said, the one time when I was seeing him on the side of the road, and just like doors slamming in my childhood home and things like that. And then once I moved out, I really didn't have any other experiences like that that I believe were related to him. But I have had some like weird experiences that I might call in at another time, where like things would move and things like that, like at different locations and apartments, that seems to kind of follow me around. But anyway, that's my story. I wanted to call it in because I had heard another story on your show that was shockingly similar, and I was just like dumbfounded that this has happened to other people. And so I just wanted to let you guys know. And I love your show. I love how funny Tony is, and I love Jenny's input and analysis, and she is just such a valuable part of the show. And I love the way that you guys play off of each other. So in any case, I'm so happy to have your show and have a place where people can share these kinds of experiences. And like I said, I am an EPP. So thank you so much. I hope this gets played on your show. And if not, that's fine. Y'all have a good day.
So did she say she first saw this person in a dream that she was in the hospital, or she was walking in the hospital and this person was crouching down, and then she started to see him outside of her dreams, other places?
I believe so.
I kind of think maybe something kind of visited her in her dream and then stuck around, since it's not just when she's sleeping that she sees him.
It's something that was once human that has power to do that, or would that be something a little more beyond that?
I don't know. The thing is, I don't know why it had such hatred towards her.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's what I don't get.
I don't know. That's one of those questions where you don't know the answer to, of, you know, what things have the ability to do what, as far as communicate. Because, you know, we have plenty of times where we have stories of dead loved ones coming back and communicating in dreams.
Yeah.
And then they see them later as an example. So to say that, you know, in good cases it applies, but in bad cases it doesn't, I don't know. I think it really depends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the hatred is an odd thing. If it's something, someone, you know, could it be something related to her in real life, that not necessarily, you know, related like family, but someone that was crossed the wrong way, passed on, maybe a very angry, dark person, and, you know, still holds that grudge for whatever reason? Or could it just be something just dark in general, just doesn't like her for whatever reason?
It could be just something dark in general that sees that, you know, she's probably on the sensitive side and maybe caught a glimpse of her light.
Sure. Or just someone who doesn't let go of things, you know?
I don't know.
Like, I'm totally going to haunt the shit out of the person if I die before them who stole my animal cracker cookie when I was in preschool. That still really...
You had crackers stolen from angers
me. It angers me. It upsets me, and I'm still very much holding that grudge.
I was the kid that stole crackers in preschool.
This kid turned into kind of a delinquent.
I had gotten in trouble a couple times for... It was actually cookies. I stole...
It was a cookie. It was another
kid's cookies.
It was the animal cracker cookies. You know, where they're like... They were... You know, it was an animal cracker that was dipped in, like, the frosting stuff, and there's, like, a little colored sprinkles on top. Yeah. I don't know what they're called, but they're, like, animal cracker cookie things. And we got like two of them at snack time.
Uh-huh.
And then this little asshole grabbed mine and ate it. And they were out of them. So, because he just had enough to get around the class.
I stole this and little girl's cookies. And then she went and said that I stole them. And I hardly ever did anything bad.
So they didn't believe you?
No, they didn't believe her. So they didn't give them to her.
You're going to get haunted by this woman if she dies before you.
Yeah.
She's probably an adult that goes, "I remember little Jenny."
Yep.
She did it, and then she lied about it, and
So I'm sorry if you're listening. I stole your cookies in kindergarten.
We hold these things, you know, hold grudges like that. Yeah. I've let go of most things, but not that one. That one that's going to go on for
the me. The irony that you ended up with a cookie stealer.
Yeah. I just don't put my cookies by you. Mm-mm. I don't trust you with them at all. You're like, "I didn't take them." That was works. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. It is a new year. We're in February. It's still, I mean, I'm still shocked that it's February, because it's like, seems like it was just New Year's the other day. But I guess I'm still kind of sitting there on the whole, like, what am I going to do different this year? What am I going to do better?
What's your resolution?
Eating better. Yeah, things of that nature. But
my resolution is to have a resolution by June.
Yeah, exactly. Then maybe you'll get one. Who knows? Just making better meal choices is one of your resolutions. Blue Apron can certainly help with that. They got plans for pretty much every sort of situation. Two-person meal plans, family meal plans, even a wine plan, especially when you're have the family there. That really helps a lot. You can check out. It does.
Yeah.
I enjoy the wine plan. Blue Apron is a leading meal delivery kit service in the U.S., and many people know what they do. Many don't know about the types of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. It's like strip steaks with potatoes and spicy maple collard greens, steakhouse-inspired favorite with a delicious twist, chili-infused maple syrup. Incredible ingredients, chef designed recipes. It's good stuff every single month. Right now, Blue Apron is treating you guys, our listeners, to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/ghost. Check it out, blueapron.com/ghost, and get $30 off your first order. blueapron.com /ghost. That should get you quite a bit of food there. And check it out and see how much you like it. We've been using these guys well before they were even supporters of our show, and still love them to this day. BlueApron.com/ghost. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Tony, this is Nick calling in. I just wanted to share my first experience and probably one of my craziest experiences as well, in my house as I was growing up. So I was always growing up, and I'd always claim that I would see things. And my mom's parents, actually, they never really bought into the whole paranormal thing and never really believed in it or anything like that. So anytime I'd see something, they'd just put it off as my imagination. So I was like, I don't know, 13 at the time, maybe 14. And I was just old enough to stay home alone. This is one of my, I don't know, I'd maybe stayed home alone for a couple times before this, but this is one of my first times being home alone. So I was all excited and I'm doing my homework and I'm sitting in front of the TV, and all of a sudden I start hearing footsteps, and I was like, okay, this is weird. And then my dog right in front of me, he starts to growl at my basement stairs. And my basement's where I normally experience stuff for the first part of my life. And so he starts growling at the stairs, and then all of a sudden the footsteps, it sounds like they start walking up the stairs. So I'm starting to stand up because I'm thinking someone's in my house because my dog is barking and I'm hearing these footsteps. Then all of a sudden, the basement door just swings wide open, and I grab my dog and I run out of my house. And I run straight up to my neighbor's house, and I'm like freaking out, ring the doorbell. They answer the door, and I don't know what to say to them because you can't just say, like, I think I just saw a ghost, because I didn't see anyone after the door opened, or and I didn't see an arm or anything push it open. It just opened. So I'm standing in front of them, and I didn't know what to say. So I said, someone's in my basement. And my neighbors ended up calling the cops for me, even though the whole time in my head I knew what I saw was not a person. That was my first experience. So, you know, and I've had lots of experiences in between this as well. But my craziest experience was I worked at an ice cream shop, and one night I brought home ice cream cones and some ice cream for myself. And I set it on the counter, and I was probably about 17 at the time because I was working there at that time. And so I set down my cones and ice cream on the counter because my mom had called me from the living room. So I go to the living room, and I look up because she's up on our banister on the second floor. And we're just talking, having a conversation, and I'm holding my phone in my hand. And all of a sudden, the basement door started to move, and I was like, okay, that's weird. But I'm still talking to my mom, whatever. And I look down at my phone, and I have a whole message typed up on my phone, and I was freaking out. I've never seen it. It was like a paragraph typed up on my phone, and it's all just mumbo jumbo. Like, it doesn't really make sense. So I started erasing it, but then I realized, like, I should take a screenshot of it. So I took a screenshot of it. Maybe I'll send that in to you guys sometime if you'd be interested in seeing it. But it has some creepy parts in it. Like, one part says, I wish I could not go home, something weird like that. And the weirdest part of it was that I've always called my ghost Sam since I was a kid. I've always said, oh, it's just Sam that has opened the doors or has done this and that. And so in the message, it has her name, Sam, in it. And I'm just like, that freaked me out. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm like, I'm just going to go get my ice cream and go back to my room. And then when I go back into the kitchen, my ice cream and cones aren't on the table anymore. They're on the floor, sitting straight up and down. And I'm like, okay. And I walk over to it, and the cones, they weren't broken or anything. The ice cream is just sitting straight up and down in there. And so I have no idea how to explain that. So I just went to my room and ate it for the rest of the night. But that was by far one of the creepiest things that's happened in my house, is actually having something moved and that message typed up on my phone. It was something I couldn't explain. I love your guys' show, and keep up the good work.
There's definitely no explanation for the cones and the stuff being moved onto the floor, but I've had one of those things where somehow my fingers hit the right spot on my phone to where it pulls up messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And then if your finger is just there, it'll, you know, it'll pop up suggested words.
It's great.
And and you can actually do a whole paragraph if your finger's in the right spot by it just, you know, thinking you're selecting these words over and over and over. Because our five-year-old texts us these, and it's the craziest shit you've ever seen. But it is weird that the ghost name is in it.
Mm-hmm.
From what he's always called it.
Yeah.
But I have to throw that out there that I could see that happening, but there's some things besides that that are really kind of questionable.
I agree. That is a great time, though. I had no idea you could even do that
until
the other day. She was playing with her little iPod, and she doesn't have a phone, but because it's an iProduct, she can text us back because we have iPhones. And I had no idea you could do just suggest words.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are you doing? And she wrote this huge paragraph. And at first I thought she was just speaking into it, because she does that sometimes where then it attempts to tell what she says and puts it on the screen. And it was really big words. Like, she's pretty well spoken for a 5-year-old, but this was beyond that. I'm like, what are you writing? Because it went to really weird tangents. Like murder ponies and things of that nature. And it was like, what are you, what? And she was trying to screw with her sister.
Yeah.
Initially by saying weird things. But then the phone started predicting what other weird kind of dark things she's trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it started filling in the blank.
But, well, and now she's gone on to emojis. So she'll send her sister panda, unicorn, koala,
knife
with a gun equals broken heart.
Yeah.
All kinds of things like that just to harass her sister.
And this is the 5-year-old doing it to the 11-year-old.
Yeah.
It's not the 11-year-old doing it to the 5-year-old. And
so that makes it kind of funny.
It is. But yeah. They're sisters. That's how sisters pick on each other.
But guess who comes
in the
crying?
Modern world?
It's always the 11-year-old. She's gonna come crying to us because somebody sent her sad emojis.
She thinks that pandas are all gonna be extinct. She was talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our world.
She's so mean.
If you've seen the new Vacation movie, the one that came out a couple years ago. That's kind of the dynamic
very much
of the kids, the older one and the big one. They're just different little people, but it's funny. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Jenny. Love the show. I just started listening a few months ago, and I've been holding off on sharing because I'm scared that if I share, things would start acting up again. I've been sensitive my whole life since I was a baby. I'm 30 years old now, and I haven't had much activity since my son was about 1. He had some activity, and I guess I could tell you guys that story. I was going to tell you another one, but that would scare me. That's my dog in the background. If you hear him crying, I brought him in because I'm a little scared sharing this. So the story with my son, this was 8 years ago. I stopped wanting to, let's say, put interest into any spiritual activity if I were to see or hear anything after this event, because I just did not want it around my children. I figure out of sight, out of mind, maybe they'll go away. And they did. So hopefully they don't come back after me sharing this. So when my son was about 1.5, he's one of those kids, he's advanced. He's 8 now. He started talking really young, months. So when he was 1, he had a really good vocabulary already. Well, he was coloring in his room one day. He wasn't the best colorer, just like any other 1-year-old. He would just be scribbling all over the color book, not, you know, being coloring in the lines. Well, I went to go check on him, and I wanted to see what he was coloring so I could, you know, play with him too. And I'm going through the pages, and I see a page that he obviously colored. It was a dinosaur coloring book, and he was obviously scribbling on there. But there was one part on the page that was drawn on, it was a black sun, like if the whatever it was drew a circle and drew a sun, like a perfect child sun coloring drawing, but it was black. And then that page beyond the sun, that whole page was drawn in perfectly, like the dinosaur was colored in perfectly. And the page next to it, you could tell that that was my son's page because it was all scribbles. So I asked him who did that. I go, who did that? Because that looks really good, buddy. Like, did you do that? He goes, no, that's my friend. And I go, okay, well, who's your friend? At this point, we were living in an apartment, me and my husband. I was, we were just freshly married, new apartment, and I don't know if it was me with the apartment or with me or my son, but I don't know where this would come from, but he says that it was his friend, and I asked him what's his friend's name, and he says, Pastor. And I go, Pastor? He says, yes, his name's Pastor. Can we go to his house, Mommy? And I go, no, we cannot go to his house. Where does he live, though? He said, I shouldn't have even asked, but I was kind of curious. And he says he lives far, he was probably, my son was about 2 years old, probably, now that I'm thinking about it. I have a four-year-old daughter, so I get them confused with their age, but he was already two at this point, probably going to even be three. Because I'm remembering what apartment that was. But he says his name was Pastor, and he lives far, far away in a black castle, far, far, far away. And if we could go live there, he wants us to go there. I said, no, and you're never going to go there. And you need to tell him to stop playing with you because I don't want him here. Because you're not going to go to his house far, far away. It's too far, and we're not going to go. So you let him know that he needs to go back home because he's not allowed here. So days go on, and I don't see, you know, any activity in the coloring book anymore. I actually put it in my trunk because I wanted to show my brother, and I'll share some stories about me and my brother after another day. But I had it in my trunk, and we were driving to go have dinner at my parents' house, and my son is saying, stop, stop it, like if somebody was bothering him. And I go, who are you talking to? What's going on? I'm driving at this point. And I was alone. It was just me and my son in the back seat. My husband, I think, was working or something. And he says, it's Pastor. He won't leave me alone. So I prayed, and I told him to get the hell out of the car. I told Pastor to get the hell out of the car, not my son. And I told him that he's not welcomed here, to go away. Well, I don't think it worked, because when we got to my parents' house, and we were having dinner, after we had dinner, I was telling my brother what had happened, just as I'm telling you guys. And it's me, my brother, his wife, and my son. We're all standing in the kitchen area. And my brother turns over to my son, and he says, well, is Pastor here? He says, yes. No, he doesn't say yes right away. He looks down, scared, and my brother says, it's okay. He's not going to hurt you, and I'm not going to hurt, and I'm not going to get mad at you or anything. We just want to know if he's here. So my son nods and he says yes with his head. And then my brother says, where is he? So he points, and it would be as if Pastor was to the left of us, well, facing us, let's say to the left of my son, but facing us, which was pretty creepy. And going back, and I'm sorry, but I'm backtracking. When my son first said Pastor, I thought he meant Casper, and I kept asking if it was Casper, the friendly ghost, and he said, no, it's Pastor. And that's another thing that I told my brother. So that day, my brother goes, what does he look like? You know, is he short? Is he dark? Is he white? Is he black? Is he fat? You know, is he skinny? My brother just throwing all these, you know, figures at him as to what we want to know. So my son goes, oh, I could tell you that. He's tall. He wears all black, but he has white right in the middle, and he's pointing to, like, his neck area, like father, like a priest. And I was like, oh, crap. And that's scary because we're Catholic, and normally the masses that we attend, they wear like those white robes. They don't really wear the black suit with the white. That's not the, you know, churches that I've taken my son to. So for him to say that, and we don't even say pastor, we say father. So that was really chilling to us. That was creepy. My mom overheard us in the other room, and she just did this whole blessing of all of us. She pulled out her holy water and started blessing all of us, started blessing my son crazy, and told pastor to get the hell out. And the good thing was, is the house that we were in at that moment was my grandmother's house. And my grandmother passed away, and she was extremely religious. So we asked of her help, and, you know, others that have passed. That's just us being Hispanic. We asked the our relatives that have passed away to help us get rid of the evil. So that's what we did, because obviously pastor, I don't think he was a good spirit. He would bother my son, and he wanted to take him away, I guess, to that dark castle. I didn't feel that he was good. I didn't like it. But that's my story. I don't even know if I gave you my name. My name's Michelle, and I love you guys. I love the chemistry that you both have. I love both of you. Thank you so much. Keep the show going. I hope to hear this on the air. I hope you guys could give me an answer as to what maybe that pastor wanted with my son. But good thing we haven't heard anything, and I hope to not get any activity after this call to you guys. And if I don't get any activity, then I will share more, because I do have a lot more chilling ones. I have a doppelganger one, if I'm saying that right, one of the ones that look like you. I have a couple of stories of that. So, love you guys. Bye.
I think some of the worst things are the ones that try to pass off as something positive and safe, yeah, like a religious figure.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah. I'm glad that what they did seemed to work, and mm-hmm. hopefully it, you know, continues to work, but that's really scary.
I don't recall seeing any more emails come in yet from her. I could be wrong, though. So I hope that didn't, like, result in activity happening after sharing that, but mm-hmm. we would like to hear.
Yeah.
Let us know either way. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like our program, become an EPP. That's how we support this thing and keep it on the air. EPP stands for Extra Podcast Person. You will go to ghostpodcast.com. That's our website. You sign up. It's only $5 a month, or there's other options. You can sign up for bigger memberships if you want, depending on how much you want to support the show. But $5 a month gets you access to all the main stuff. It gets you access to the bonus episodes every single week of the show, exclusive video content, all that stuff. And you can also sign up through Patreon now as well. So if Ghost Podcast and getting them through the Ghost Podcast website maybe didn't work out for you very well with your device, Patreon is now an option for you as well, where you can get your own private RSS feed and have the audio delivered to you right there. So whatever way works, either through the website or through Patreon, all starts at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month to support the show and keep it on the air. Greatly appreciate that. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Jessica from Pennsylvania. I've called your Real Ghost Stories Online program a few times, and I had a dream a few nights ago that it's very, very short, but it was interesting enough that I felt like I needed to call and get it out. All I remember about the dream is that I was out dancing with some friends, but here's the interesting part. Now, I'm a white female, and I have shoulder-length black hair. In the dream, I was a young black female with very, very short hair. I've never had a dream before where I was another race. That was brand new. And I woke up thinking, what the heck? And all of, like, I had friends there, and we were all African-American, and I didn't recognize any of them, but I knew that they were all my friends, and we were having a good time. And that's, I mean, like I said, it's very short. That's what I remember. And I was wondering if that could have anything to do with the fact that my husband and I right now are looking to move within a few months. That's going to be like a major change in our lives. could that signify a major change, like just being the opposite race or the opposite race and another race or the opposite gender? Could that indicate a major change? It's so weird. I've never had anything like that before. And I told my husband about it, and I asked him, and I said, you know, have you ever had a dream where you were another race? And he said, never. So I'd be really interested to know what you think of that. Like I said, we're looking to move in a few months, so that's kind of a big deal. That's really the only major thing going on in my life right now, besides just the normal stuff. So I don't know. Maybe you could let me know what you think of it. I'd be really interested to hear what you think, maybe if you plan on the show. So thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. And I would love any feedback you have. I love all three of your podcasts. They're all amazing. And so thanks so much. And I hope to hear it on the show. Bye.
I kind of think maybe the stress of the impending move, even if you're not, you know, like actively packing and doing all this stuff, mm-hmm. but just knowing that you are going to move in the next few months, can kind of mess with your stress level, and that can mess with your sleep and make you dream weird things. And, you know, stress kind of opens you up to other things and anxiety. And maybe I could go either way on this. I could go either this is not your dream, but something's giving you this dream, or maybe it's a past life dream.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, stress can make you dream in very different ways, and put you in situations and places that you normally wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
But it is peculiar, just the complete difference of all these things that are conjured up in that dream. So I don't know the answer to that. It's really hard to tell. I would say maybe time will tell with this one a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
See what the new, you know, place is like, what life is like there. I don't know. It's an odd one. Thank you for sharing. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi.
Hi. My name is Melissa. I actually don't really know if you guys will get this today since it's Halloween. I sent in a email a while ago, just talking about my own experience, but today I don't really have much of a story, but more of just like a cautionary forewarning thing. I feel things, and I'm a medium, as well as a lot of other little things that are kind of strange, but just kind of comes accepted with my life. And for some reason today, I just feel like, you know, they always feel like really thin around Halloween and all, and you know, All Saints Day, but I just feel like it's especially fun today. So for people who might decide to do things with a Ouija board, maybe don't do it today. Not a good idea. You are not going to get what it is that you want. If you have crystals, your gems like that, probably a really good day to just, you know, hang on to them, be as positive as possible. I typically don't feel this way around Halloween, but I do today. And it started on Sunday. And there are no spirits in my home, nor specifically around me at the moment. But I just feel this overwhelming sense of energy that just feels very spiritual. And it feels like, I don't know, it kind of just feels like spirits will be dancing tonight. So I just wanted to call and say, you know, please be careful, not just because, you know, people tend to be a little different and their behaviors tend to be a little different this time of the year, but be careful spiritually too. Light sage or white candles, and just, you know, try to bring positivity in your home and keep negativity out. So thanks for taking my call and have a good day. Bye.
Halloween's a little ways away yet,
but I think it's a good message any time of the year.
Like, it is
for kids that are bored at home in the middle of winter when there's not school for some reason. You know, there's no going outside to play. Don't reach for the Ouija board.
Don't grab the chalk when you're going to, you know, draw a happy face, not a pentagram.
Yeah.
That's
right.
A good, the more you know moment right there. If you have a snow day from school and you want to go draw on the sidewalk with chalk, which is probably a bad idea because it's a snow day.
Yeah.
But even if you did and you went out there, draw a happy face. Draw people doing fun things. Draw a rainbow. Don't draw a Ouija board or a pentagram. You don't want to invite evil spirits into your home.
So, funny thing, I learned the day before we had the last snow, the kids, it was a really warm day, so the kids were outside drying on the driveway and chalk, and after it snowed, all that chalk went up through the snow and came to the top.
It did?
Yeah, and it turned the snow pink, and you could kind of see where the design was. It's like, oh, you could do some real creepy shit with that.
Oh, that would be really, that's interesting.
And I don't know if it had to melt a little and then refreeze or how that worked, but it turned this, it came up through the snow.
I'm going to draw a Ouija board on our driveway, a giant one, right now, before this comes through.
I don't think so.
That'd make a great, how did you do that? I don't know, it snowed and it just came through the snow.
Like get some, you know, I don't even know if there's red chalk, there's pink chalk, and draw like a body. That'd be fun.
Just be real creepy. Yeah. Just in random places where people don't even know that it's going on at, like a vacant house or something. And then it all, this just comes to the snow. Then probably by the time it all melts, it'll melt away the chalk. Mm-hmm. So you won't even see the chalk anymore. Yeah. It'll just have been really this really creepy, dark thing that came through the snow. Mm-hmm. That'll freak people out. David Copperfield, someone's driveway right there.
Okay.
And David Copperfield, well, I'm like, you know, like magic David Copperfield, not the... historical figure.
Okay.
I will. David Copperfield to me will always be the man who made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Okay.
When I say David Copperfield. And the thing is, half the audience is like, David, who? What? Because it's like, he hasn't been like a, you know, he was the magician in the 80s and the 90s for us growing up that did all the really cool illusion. Like, I don't even like, who would be like David Blaine? Is that?
I think so. I think he's kind of the main.
Yeah.
TV magician now.
So can't be David. I miss the David Copperfield specials.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, ooh, a David Copperfield special's on. What's he going to make disappear today? It's great. Did you ever watch those?
No.
Why?
I just didn't get into it.
Oh, I loved him.
Yeah.
That was great. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. One more call.
All right. My name's Catlin. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and I had an experience when I was in high school. I was staying the night at my buddy's house, which we had experiences there before. It always seemed like it was downstairs before we had video games, and we could hear somebody stomping around upstairs. Me and him was the only one in the house. So we thought maybe his mom came home from work or something, so we walked up there. Nobody's there. It was just me, him, and his cat. His cat was laying in his lap. So that kind of freaked us out, and we left the house for a while and went to my house, kind of brushed it off, didn't think nothing of it. Well, it was a few months later. I'd fallen asleep while we were playing video games on his couch downstairs, and he had a big picture window at the end of his basement and a laundry room that kind of stuck out and overlapped the picture window. Well, I was facing that picture window when I woke up, and I could see somebody over by the laundry room. It looked like they're kind of peeking, like half their body hanging out, and it was just one black mass. And I can see head, shoulders, torso, and that's about it. All black, though. And I rubbed my eyes out. They were still kind of blurry. And as soon as I got done rubbing my eyes, I seen it, like, turn and dart towards the wall. Well, I thought it was my brother or maybe my friend that was, you know, messing with me or doing something over there. I hollered their names, and, you know, nobody answered. Well, it took me a second to kind of comprehend what was going on. And I got up and went over there. There was nobody over there. The only thing there was there is a door to go in the laundry room. I looked in the laundry room. Nobody was in there. So, needless to say, I was really freaked out. I kind of ran upstairs, and I didn't sleep in his basement anymore after that. But that's my story.
I think it's a classic shadow figure, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as far as why it was there, how it was there, those are some of the most elusive, I think, of the stories that we get.
I think they're more almost as curious of you as you are of them.
Yeah.
And that's why when they know they've been seen, they tick off.
Exactly. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. I think I feel the pressure system changing. Do you feel that?
Popping?
No, I just have gotten a headache in the last hour.
You say no, I just have gas.
No, I don't think it was. Well, I don't know. I had curry for lunch, so that's totally a possibility in the next short while.
Fun but times for me.
Anyhow.
Okay.
Explosions around the house here. So that wraps up the program. If you like our show, hey, please consider becoming an EPP. Go to ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month is all it is. For the cost of a cup of coffee, you help keep this show on the air. So please check that out, ghostpodcast.com. And become an EPP. Get access to all the bonus episodes of the program. It's not just a, hey, support us and get nothing. No, you get bonus episodes every single week. Access to all like 180 bonus episodes and more. Keep coming up with new stuff to give every single year, every single week. I'm looking at some over here right now. We'll talk about that in the next episode. Looking at a new bonus premium. Something new beyond the bunk bed bells.
I think one of the prototypes is going to make its way into my possession pretty quick.
It's great.
It's a hint.
We'll talk about it very soon. The next episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.